A few final thoughts now from Tampa. There's quite a different feel to the close of this GOP convention compared to the one 4 years ago. Here in Tampa, there's a palpable belief that the Mitt Romney-Paul Ryan ticket has a good shot at winning in November and unseating Barack Obama. The delegates tell us that. Yes, of course, 4 years ago, there was Republican excitement about John McCain's candidacy, especially in the early moments of the Sarah Palin vice presidential nomination, before the bloom came off that rose. But those you talk to then, even Republicans, also believe that the scent of change was in the air after 8 years of George W. Bush, and that candidate Obama better represented change then. Today they argue Mitt Romney is the change agent, and a new poll of Republican voters in the congressional newspaper The Hill demonstrates their current optimism. In it, 74% say they believe Mitt Romney is a stronger candidate than John McCain was. A Republican strategist we spoke with was also fueled up by pointing out that the Obama team took a strategic risk in front-loading the campaign with huge advertising buys, knocking Mitt Romney all summer long. And despite it, Romney is still within a point or two of Obama, according to the national polls. Plus, campaign fundraising reports show now it's Romney with a big money advantage going into the fall. While it's the independent and the few undecided voters left who will likely decide this election, clearly the GOP base is fired up, and adding Paul Ryan as the vice presidential nominee only fuels their optimism. 71% in the Hill polls say Ryan makes a GOP win more likely. That comes despite the criticism of the accuracy of Ryan campaign speeches and despite the portrayal of Ryan as a budget and entitlement cutter and as a far-right conservative. Lawyer Tom Rath, who leads the GOP delegation for New Hampshire, a battleground state, says Republicans are over those concerns and thinks other voters may be too.
I think he'll do fine up there. He is, by his nature, an inclusive politician. The district he runs in Wisconsin is very liberal and very Democrat, and he wins. And I think because of his personal skills, and New Hampshire values truth-telling and leveling with us, and don't sugarcoat it, and don't pretend something can be something when it's not. Ryan, I think, really excels at that.
The Democrats, of course, are trying to tamp down all this end-of-convention optimism. A statement to WBUR out of the Massachusetts Democratic Party reads in part, "If Republicans are fired up about moving the nation backwards to the politics of the past, then it shows how out of touch they've become." Next week in Charlotte, the Democrats get a chance to prove that and create optimism of their own at their own convention. Massachusetts U.S. Senator John Kerry will deliver one of the major speeches. For all the reporting from the WBUR team at the Republican National Convention, and for stories, photos, and features you won't find anywhere else, go to our website, WBUR.org. From Tampa, I'm Bob Oakes. See you next week in North Carolina.